Unit 3, Part 3. Tony and Gina are talking about their English homework. Listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 5. You have 30 seconds to study the questions. You may start now. Listen carefully. As you are listening, answer the questions. The conversation will be played once only. The conversation will begin now.
Hi, Gina. Have you done the English homework yet?
Do you mean writing about our dream job?
Yes.
It's for Friday. I'll do it tomorrow.
What do you mean? We need to hand in the homework on Thursday. And tomorrow is Thursday.
What? Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Oh no, that's not good. I need to do it tonight then.
Don't worry, it's not very hard. It only took me 20 minutes to finish it.
Really? What have you written?
I've written that I'm good at doing sport. I enjoy all kinds of sports, like running, playing basketball, and swimming. And swimming is my favourite. I've been in the school's swimming team for 2 years.
Yes, I know that you're good at doing sport. You won a lot of medals.
Yes.
So I guess your dream job is related to sports too.
That's right. What about you? What do you want to be when you grow up?
I like music. I know a lot about music.
You're good at playing the ukulele.
Yes, I love it.
And you performed in the school talent show last year. You played the ukulele very well, and you've got a good voice.
Really?
Yes.
Then I know what I can write for my homework. Thanks, Tony.
Hey, you don't need to say that. You're my best friend. It's no problem. I have to go to swimming practice now. Let's talk later.
Okay, see you. Check your answers now. Number 1. Tony and Gina need to hand in their homework on Number 2. How does Gina feel about the correct day for handing in the homework? Number 3. Which of the following is true about Tony? Number 4. Gina will probably become Number 5. What will Tony do next? This is the end of Unit 3, Part 3.